The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show, the After Show, the After Show.
After Show.
I wasn't going to do it, so I'm glad somebody did it.
It's the After Show, the show after the show. We still don't have Jonathan here, but that's okay.
Oh, it's better than okay.
Better. It's better.
It's refreshing.
At this time, premium cigar sales are slowing down in the nation, and prices are going up, and new brands that are being launched are, in my opinion, out of control.
$300 for an Oliva?
It's crazy. I mean, it's getting out of control now.
I was saying last night, Barry, well, it's $300 for retailers, but you can get a five-pack for $29.95 online.
Yes, right. So the PCA is less than 20 days away right now, and I got to figure out what I'm interested in as a retailer, and part of that would be what you, the consumer, are interested in, or how I'm going to keep going in the cigar business in the future. And I know the easiest thing is, just take them in, somebody's going to buy it or sell that to somebody.
Yeah, but we were talking, too, for you to take anything in, you have to get rid of something else
absolutely.
At this point. So do you want to clutter your shelf space with $100-plus cigars?
Maybe going to take forever to sell, and do I want to sell them? Because I really think there's something wrong with – I'd feel bad because – whoever buys it is not going to have a great experience with a $300 cigar.
No.
I don't see how you can.
It's a letdown no matter
what.
Yeah,
that's to me, I wonder if anybody's actually going to even buy it. To me, is it like one of those avant-garde dresses at the fashion shows that just there for shock value?
Right.
I can get many different great boxes of cigars for less than that.
And I run the risk of bringing that in, and even take a $100 cigar, anything at $100 and above, somebody buys, and then maybe they don't want to come into the store ever again because somebody sold them a $100 cigar, and their friend said, are you out of your mind? Or they ended up smoking it, it burnt wonky, maybe a little tight draw, maybe whatever problem they ended up having with it. And you know who's to blame is the retailer, the guy that sold
it. In their mind, that's all they know.
And so one retailer will say to me, no, but you're going to end up selling them and there's good money in it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And in the short term, I get it that you could sell some of these $100 cigars and you sold them. But in the long term, you might have lost customers over that cigar.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain companies that I think can continue and still get away with it. You know, Davidoff with their $40 limited editions.
Right.
Those are still going to move. But, you know, I hate shitting on Oliva again. They're not known for anything over $15. So a $300 cigar, it makes no sense. You know, even our friends at Asylum, I've had people asking for an $80 cigar, but they're not known for expensive cigars.
So I think it all started with this Cuban thing with the Cohiba Oro 4.5x54. Cohiba Oro, $300, along with Cohiba 55, $300. If I was a retailer, if we were able to have Cuban cigars, I don't think I would be interested in having that brand on there. One purpose would be to say, here's the $300 Cohiba. Would you like to try Romeo and Juliet at only $60 or whatever they are? Bahiques, even more expensive. Do you put that type of thing in? Our friend Tom Troy that has a cigar shop in Aruba, he has a three-pack of Cohiba Bahiques, And he says, no, I don't even want to sell it. I have it there to show people his Bahique. Now let me show you something else.
But see, it makes sense for him because whenever somebody goes away on vacation, you're from America, you go into a place where they're legal. Yeah, you're going to splurge because you're on vacation.
But it can't be a good experience.
I mean, all right, people will be like, I got it over my out of my system. I'll never do that again.
Right. Or are they mad at the retailer that sold it to them?
Okay because he's in Aruba. If they're mad at him, they're probably not coming back anyway.
Yeah. So Oliva, they announced that new cigar. It's called Roaring Twenties. They should have made it $20, right?
Yes.
Roaring Twenties would have made sense. Yep. $300, a 6x60, by the way.
Oh.
It's a 6x60,
yeah.
Which, by the way, a 6x60 consumer, take it from a retailer, is a value smoker to begin with. The reason why they're not smoking a 6x50 is because for a little bit more, they can have a 60.
Right.
And they because see, nobody wants a 60.
They see the volume.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, again, crazy. Cohiba Spectra, which is a Dominican Cohiba by General Cigar, 6x52. $130. And as you said, Davidoff has a $100 cigar.
Yep, they've had that for a while.
Rocky Patel has a $100 cigar coming at the show. Sober Mesa has a $100 cigar.
They, sweet tipped?
I believe.
Yeah.
Well
he'll
it's
deny
be sweet,
it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
$100. I think they've all jumped the shark or lost their mind. But at the end of it, they're going to sell them to retailers. And then their job is done, right?
Yep.
Forget it. The retailer has it. That's it.
But there's some of these people, they're super fanboys, will chase it and want it.
I understand that. And we could take in 10 boxes, and between three stores and online, we can get rid of all 10 boxes. Yeah. Oh, you left money on the table. You could end up selling it. I feel bad for every person that would buy it, and what would they think of me? Because it's just a money grab.
Yeah. Yeah, but what would they think of you? They're going to go, the online guy is going to go somewhere else to get it. If they want it bad enough, they will find an online place to get it.
Yeah. Or maybe somebody's going to sell that $100 cigar for $50, $60. That Fuente book, that just dump it for cost.
Yeah.
Another ridiculous move that ended up happening. So I'm not going to buy any of it, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought about it a lot, and I'm not going to buy any of it. Very, very cautious on anything $20 or above of what I'll end up doing. I don't need more of it, and it's almost, if I do it, I'm almost giving the okay that everybody should do this now.
I mean, you're going to get the Padron 97. If there's a 97 this year, that's going to be over $30.
Yep.
But they have the track record that continues to move.
Like, sure.
You know, we just had the 96, which was last year's PCA, came out this year, almost the year to the date.
Right.
And it sold out.
Davidoff Nicaraguan, 10th anniversary, using rum barrels, aging the tobacco, 5x56, $36. Not interested. They're going to force me to buy it.
No.
And you're going to see it here and say, Dave, you said you weren't going to buy it. Part of being a Davidoff-appointed merchant, you must buy it. I don't want to buy it, but I must buy it.
Is it a limited edition or is it regular production?
10th anniversary. I don't know what they're going to do with
it.
So already with Atabays, you're at the $20 and above. But they're coming out this year with a 10-year-aged Atabay Deosis. Mm-hmm. Deosis is a size. It's an 8x50. And he ages his cigars after post-rolled 5 years. Well, he took some of them and he put them aside and he said, what's going to happen after 10? And here's the cigar after 10. Now, what do you charge for it? You kept it an extra 5 years. It was a $36 cigar. Well, what he's going to do is actually charge the same amount for it.
Which is crazy.
So he said, it's only a test. Yep. They only made so many just to test to see what happens. If it ends up being that, oh my God, this was it, and he needs to be paid for 5 years of hanging on to a cigar, I guess. But that cigar is going to come out, and I appreciate that that's what he did and said, okay, let's see what ends up happening. It'll be the same price. Atabay Black Retos, the NFT, $36. That's what the Retos is. Mm-hmm. So here's the Maduro version of it. Okay, it's going to be the same price. Again, I feel good about it, although they're pricey cigars. the Alfonso Grand Selection. This is coming off of the Alfonso from last year that got lots of accolades of Cigar of the Year at Smoking Tobacco and Half Wheel and Dojo. They're coming out with a new line of it, and it's five sizes, and they'll be between 42 and 50, which is just where the other line is, too.
Byron 1850, is that that, right?
Yeah, but it's the same as Alfonso. Sizes are off just a little bit because he never makes two sizes the same. I don't know what's with him anyway. But so he said, all right, these new things are coming out, but I'm going to keep them the same despite his strong connection with Cuban cigars to begin with. So there's the stuff at ridiculously high prices. But here comes the new brands you never heard before. So these have people have no track record of being a value cigar or a high price cigar. There's no such thing as Somme Premier Cru. Did you hear about this cigar?
No.
Comm Premier Cru. This is a wine sommelier. That's the Somme. A U.S. distributor of Casa 1910 cigars.
That's the Torrent family.
Yep. And this Somme is only one size. It's a 6x49 pyramid. And it's made by the KBF Kellner Boutique Factory, coming in at $30. For the first time out ever, here's a $30 cigar.
So now, they're banking on the factory.
I guess.
Because KBF has known for being a little bit pricier.
Yes. Yes, they did Red Anchor last year with one size of the Admiral at 25. You know, even though it looked like Red Anchor was a new cigar brand, Red Anchor turns out to be the oldest cigar brand ever, 1772, making their 250th anniversary. Right, there's a story to it.
You can't count on the people, the original smokers of it, to buy it again.
No,
because
they're
dead.
250 years old.
Yeah. Right?
But now they're going to come out with different sizes so that cigar will range from $20 to $25. You mentioned the Padron. Padron comes out with number 96, 5¾ by 52 Robusto in the round.
Yep, that was last year's release that came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
yep.
So that's $29.50, $30 cigar. Aroa's kind of come out with a cigar, not just the Asylum that we said that's coming in at the Asylum, $55 and $60.
Yeah.
$60 for a 6x60. When Asylum came out, you know what a 6x60 was? $6.60.
Yeah.
Now it's $60.
It's not.
6x60, $60. That wasn't that long ago. But Aroa itself, which is the more premium brand of Aroa, now is coming out with a 10-inch by 50. 10 by 50, $30 each.
It's not even the price of two 5x50s.
Yeah. And Mirrorfeld, we saw them come out with a cigar at $86.
Yeah.
That didn't do so well. They came out with the next cigar, whatever that was.
Yeah, that double Robusto didn't do well on the store side, but we blew them out online.
Well, people wanted to try it, but I wonder how many people ever bought two.
I got people asking me if I'm getting more on the double Robusto.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they got a Robusto coming out, 5¾ by 52, $42. That'll be the next one, $42. The 5¾ by 52 last year was $86. Now it's $42, half price. Have they learned something?
Yeah, and they're going to say instead of using 30-year-old tobacco, they're using 5-year-old tobacco.
Right. Whatever's going on
Whatever's
there.
Going on there, exactly.
So right now, $20 and over is a regular thing. It was an oddball. I remember when the launch of Atabey, which was 12 years ago, comes out and everybody said, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah.
$20 cigars. Right now, it's a regular thing. Cohiba, which is a name, but we're talking about the Dominican Cohiba, the Cohiba Riviera, a new line of Cohiba, $20 to $24. We have new Nicaraguan Monte Cristo 1935, which was a brand. We have it. I think it's a great brand, and it's priced at maybe $12, $13.
About that.
The new one is four sizes, and they're all over $20, from $22 to $26. So it's almost like everybody got together and said, okay, let's just go into the 20s here, everybody. Yeah. I thought the teens was a crazy thing 3 years ago. The teens was a crazy thing. Now it's all 20s. Ferry Otego, they've done it twice already. They came out in 2021 with a $21 cigar. Yeah. Last year, 2022, they came out with a $22 cigar.
And it seemed expensive at that time, but now?
Right.
I don't know.
And this year, the new one is coming out. It's
$23.
Right. Good guess. And it's the same size. It's the same thing at $23. Mm-hmm. Doesn't the consumer say, why? Oh, it costs more for the tobacco. Is there a story why the price increase? Right. As I see these price increases come, I want to know why. Oh, because of the cost. Used to be because of the cost of shipping and the raw goods,
labor,
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no reasoning behind this. The reason is behind, I think, is, well, it worked for Cuba.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we can pull it off. Plasencia, Almo del Forte, Cortez, 5 3/4 by 56, $21.
Which is crazy because he makes cigars for other people at a fraction of that cost.
Fraction, yeah.
Right, but all Plasencias are on the higher price side, yeah. Right?
If they had the Plasencia name, but right. If they have somebody else's name, they could be under $10.
Sure.
Because he makes lots of under $10.
Some very good ones.
Using his tobacco, which is what he's using, right? Unless he's got magic sauce, so I don't know what's going on there. Epic Cigars teams up with actor Chaz Palminteri from A Bronx Tale, the movie. This always happens when...
Now you can't leave.
Yeah. And when they make a cigar, typically for somebody, it's in the $10 or above, which we saw. You know, I remember looking at David Ortiz, the Big Poppy cigar, and that came in at $13. Mm. And I'm like, it's a little too much. You know, if it was 12 or 10, why 13? And maybe they get a dollar or whatever's happening there, what happens. Now, Chaz, like he needs the money, $20 a cigar.
Yeah, and I know the shop that it's associated with, and, you know, me being a New Yorker, I have zero interest in it.
Yeah.
Just because I know the shop that it's associated with.
E.P. Carrillo, Pledge of Allegiance. We were hoping to have that in today.
Yeah. I think we'll have ours on Wednesday.
Right. $20. Not terrible, but a little higher than.
Yeah.
The things that get 98 ratings, Cigar of the Year. Yeah. It's higher than all those, and it hasn't proven itself yet. And I guess he's been out long enough that he can pull it off. People want to buy it. We bought it, so we'll see how it is. 4th of July is around the corner, so why not?
But it's limited.
Yeah. So, and a limited release is one thing, but some of these things, this is the new lines of a new company with a new line.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, crazy interested in any of these things. We're going to do a show and talk about the stuff I'm interested in, but I'm bringing up stuff I'm not so interested in.
You know, the context of it is, though, that most of the projects were started over a year ago, right? So
when it was booming. But the boom is over, my friend.
Yeah, but if you're smart, you had to see it coming. I mean, we all knew during the heart of COVID when online, you know, people couldn't come to the stores. Online was through the roof. And then you could start going to the stores again, but you couldn't do bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
It continued through. Well, you had to be smart enough to realize eventually it was going to crash.
Guess what? You make a pricing plan as part of the plan to release it.
Yeah.
Well, if you're releasing a cigar for $35, there's a lot of profit in that.
Yeah.
So you may have to adjust the price based on the current climate.
And I'm thinking if it doesn't go so well at the trade show this year for these cigars, that there's going to be a great deal after.
There'll be a lot of phenomenal plus 90s on the shelf.
Right. So that being said, while Pledge of Allegiance sounds like beautiful together, Pledge and Allegiance, let's make beautiful music with Avo Cigars.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars.
Okay.
Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars.
Turns me on a little bit, that promo.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
All right, so we're going to go through 12 rounds. We've done five already. The only person to get any points was Mr. Jonathan at 4 points. You get 2 points if you get the band. You get 2 points if you get the artist, and that is in the first round of saying the lyrics wrong. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go into the lyrics correct, and you get 1 point for each of those if you get it. We got Barry this week. This is week number six. The total right now is 4-0-0. Jonathan is in the lead.
Can I throw a guess out before a lyric comes?
You can guess it before a lyric comes?
Well, do I get a normal guess after you read it? Because it's going to be on the list somewhere, but go ahead. I'll let you know if it's the one I'm thinking is going to be on your list.
No, it's not. Okay. Well, since you put me down, there's been owls pucking in my bed.
Pucking?
Yeah.
Did this come out this century?
Yes. Well, since you put me down, there's been owls pucking in my bed.
I know it's not I Got You, Babe.
No, I was thinking Fleetwood Mac was going to be on the list somewhere.
That's nothing for 2 points. We're on to 1 point for the group, 1 point for the name of the song. Well, since you put me down, I've been outdoing in my head.
Garth Brooks.
No points are awarded. If I said it in the correct correct way, you'll end up getting it. Well, since you put me down, I've been doing in my head.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The Beach Boys, Help Me, Rhonda.
Really?
The beginning of the song, right? We can't play it, but you get it.
Help me, Rhonda.
Yeah, I think we need Rhonda to help us with this.
No points for it. And that's not the one you were thinking about.
I'm not.
I'm thinking Goldust Woman has to be somewhere on the list.
I'm not thinking this is fun.
No.
Yeah, until Jonathan got his, which
he
everybody
gets
said.
Layups. Even last week, I knew his.
Yeah. You knew his.
Yeah.
But listen, I only got 12 to get to. You're the music guy. Yeah. I'll hand it over to you after, and you can.
Oh, no. I'm not interested.
Not interested. Okay. No. Well, you complain that it's not fun. Make it, turn that into fun, but...
Well, no, you're just turning it into work to create something that's not fun, so it's a double negative. No.
All right, okay.
I can't influence the way the game goes.
All right, so I got some honorable mentions here. Charter Oak, which is a very, very popular cigar.
Value brand, right?
Yeah, I was excited about it because it looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Love the band, love the story behind it, but it's a value brand.
Yes. So it came out more than twice the price. Nick Melillo's grandfather, Pasquale, and I can't think of his other grandfather's name. Sorry for that. Although not a $20 cigar, it's a 5.5 by 48, where a Charter Oak would be at $6 at that price. Yeah. It's more than twice the price at $13.
Too bad. Yeah, you should have named it something else, you know. Charter Oak, the family tree, or foundation tree, foundation family, or something other than Charter Oak.
But imagine it came out at $8 on this. What a winner. Just like we ended up seeing McAuliffe do. Mm-hmm. They just came out with a $7 and $8 cigar.
Yep.
Oh, my God, what a winner that's going
to
be.
I'm going to want to smoke it, though.
Even 10. But to go that far. Yeah. It's like double, right?
13. More than double. More than double. So should a retailer buy these cigars that I talked about? And one thing is, yes, Barry wants to smoke one of these. Maybe I want to smoke one of these. When it comes to these $300 ones, I'm going to tell you right now, when the company says to me, here, would you like a sample? I'm going to say no, because I am not going to get caught up and buy it. So do not even give me a sample, because I'm not interested in that at all. Will the consumer want them?
They'll say they do.
Yeah, then they come in and they buy one cigar.
Yeah, it depends on the company and their track record. I don't think anybody's going to want a $300 cigar. I think there's going to be people that want the foundation one because that company's still growing.
That custom.
And I don't think
regular line.
Yeah, $13 isn't past his regular line.
Right, but, you know, he's more likely to be pulling from his Tabernacle customers than he is from the Charter Oak.
And what if they end up liking the Charter Oak thought process and say, well, let me smoke the regular Charter Oaks and take the person down, right?
Yeah.
You know, with like Christian Aroa, with the Aroa brand being high, I get it, but the Asylum one that he's making, why didn't he call that Aroa? Why would he use the Asylum name on it? It's, you know, a cheap automobile, a Kia, all of a sudden coming up with a $100,000 Kia or something, probably not a good. You got other brands, use it on your other brand.
Right. I mean, Hyundai did that, but they rebranded in order to do it.
Yeah. So should the retailer buy it is the question, and should the consumer, will the consumer be looking for it? I'm afraid they won't be because a retailer takes it in, and it might be hard to end up selling. A little bit, possibly, but in your opening statement, Ed, was in order for me to take a cigar brand in, I got to get rid of one.
Yeah.
And I get rid of something that's a steady seller to bring something in that I know is basically a one and done because it's not going to have legs.
Right. You want something that's going to have multiple turns and develop and become a staple in your store.
The third time is the time.
Most of these are one turn only brands.
Yeah. The economy is slowing down. Everything is going up and new cigars are being launched at $20 and up. New cigars. Will they make it? Will we see a year from now those brands still on the shelves, still being sold? Will they show up at the trade show the following year? They're launching that cigar today. I go next year to the trade show. Is there still $30 cigars, these $30 cigars and up, that are still available and they're still because it made it? Mm. I'm going to say more than half of them we'll never see again.
No, or unless they never sold and now they're available with a year aged on them.
They're going to be in a closeout bin. Yep. You know, you're going to get some good, nice,
very nice cigars.
At the end of the cigar boom in 1998, there were cigars in there. It used to be $250 a box / $59. Yep. This is what may happen with this stuff.
Yeah, it could be a big revival for your March Madness. You know, in these past years, there's been fewer and fewer things that you needed to close out.
Right, right. Less mistakes. So, all right, that's it for today. Next week, we have the Swisher story, the acquisition of Drew Estate, the past, present, and future of the company Swisher. We'll talk about that more next week on The Cigar Authority.
And remember, keep the lid end out of your mouth.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.